Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, family. I can't believe we are well into March. Here we are, almost at the ending of the first quarter. But we still have a whole lot of months to go. It is the 7th of March, and I want to say happy birthday to all of the birthday babies, those who are celebrating special moments like me. My wedding anniversary is March 29th. We are knocking at the door here of 30 years. So let's praise God for my amazing husband and the life we have built. Just holding on to faith, standing on God's word, raising two amazing young kings, and doing our part each day to seek God's face and to be examples of what it is that he has called us to be. Nowhere near perfect, just working towards perfection each day. And I thank you all for your love and your prayers. As my schedule is always ebbing and flowing. So I'm on the road again, start singing that old country song. But I praise God for each of you, for Andrew, Jason, Carmen, Dr. Auntie Roz, Mother Gwen, all of you that come in the room to participate in fellowship in our Faith in our Sunday Joy time together. I'm saying Faith in our Sunday Joy because we have our Faith in our Sunday Joy on Sundays, but our Saturday Faith in our VIP prayer call is going to be a part of that Sunday Joy experience and doing some ideation around bringing some of our fellowship to the Sunday Joy show as we are also building out the network. So a lot of fun and exciting things that I just thank God for. And as we focus on our scripture today, as we share what we're grateful for, I just want to thank God for one of the scriptures that I've used all my life. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is something that I have to remind myself, even when situations seem impossible or seem like it can't or will not work for our good, is that, wait a minute, God said we can do all things, not some things. And when we remember that, it puts us in a different space, in a different way of thinking, because we don't let circumstances and situations conquer us, because that's where the enemy starts to fight, is in your head. So when you confess, it's not that you're confessing a lie. What you're doing is bringing God's word back to him, because it can't return unto him void. So when you're saying the scriptures, when you're reminding yourself of what God's promise is to you in the face of what may look opposite, may look impossible, you're doing the supernatural override. It's not going to make sense in the natural. It's not going to be something that you can analytically look at and dissect and come to conclusions. No, it's the Holy Ghost override. That's what I call it, because it is understanding that God is above and not beneath. He created you to be the head and not the tail. So no matter how long it takes during that waiting, during that process, is when you're developing the strong faith, because you will see the manifestation of what God said. So just hold on to his promises of yes and amen. His mercies are new every day. I thank God for each and every one of you. DJ Jason Hodge is going to have to hold it down with the crew today, because I have a early morning session. If I can pop back on, I will. But we're also going to start moving to the old school times when we would be here for about 30 minutes to an hour. That was many moons ago. We started doing a Holy Ghost after party, and it kept growing and growing, sometimes 2 hours, occasionally three. And we did special events where, like a New Year's or Christmas, those type of holidays, we would stay a little bit longer and have a whole morning fellowship. And then that just became the standard until my schedule started fluctuating. But the point is, we carve out time every Saturday morning to be here. So those who might be new to the room or somebody invited you, welcome to the family. And our replays are not only available here in Clubhouse, but our podcast for our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call is where all podcasts can be downloaded and you can go and listen. We have family listening in other countries. They don't even speak English, but they know that they have brothers and sisters praying for them on this part of the globe. And with all of the unrest that is going on across the world, we have to pray without ceasing and lift up those whose families are already affected. We've had loss of life of American soldiers who are engaged in this war. Some people want to call it a conflict, but they're not sharing the true news of the amount of soldiers that have been killed and or injured. So we pray for better and wise decisions from those in offices of power and for those who endeavor to run for positions and seats that can truly represent the needs of community. So before I go on and on about that, I'm just going to kick it back to the family. And thank you so much for holding this space open, because you never know what someone is going through and you never know what kind of reminder they need that God is real, His word is true, and it will never return unto Him void. And remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Not some things, all things. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Good stuff.
Good morning, family.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right. So, hey, y'all. Jason Hodge here, a.k.a. The Jason Hodge. And yes, you have caught me. I am partially horizontal. I'm hoping that you all had a great week. Mine was, it was a week. It was a week, to say the least. And I'm glad to be here. It had its challenges. And I'm glad to be here because, being with family and friends does help. So I am grateful for, and I'm hailing from Tacoma, Washington, and I'm grateful for quite a few things. Definitely I'm grateful for life. I remember back in 2023, October 23rd, I'm sorry, not 2023, 2018, October 23rd, that could have actually been the last day I was here, considering the car accident and the extent of the damage. And God had His hand on me. So every day that I do draw breath, it is a new day and also a day to remember that this could have been something completely different. So if for nothing else, I'm grateful for that. It did quite shift my life in how my brain operates. But I do tell you that to have a brain that still operates, considering, is quite amazing. So I'm glad for that. And my scripture is, be anxious for nothing, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And I think that the more that I sit with that scripture, the more I realize how impactful it is across the board in every aspect of life. Sometimes we do get to rush on things and things feel like a big press. And we are quick to make decisions because we do feel pressed. But when we remember that scripture and we slow down and we remember that God is in charge and we let God do what God does, things work out incredibly, despite how they look on the surface. So I want to encourage you, as I encourage myself, to be anxious for nothing and wait on the Lord. Listen for Him. And anytime that you feel yourself triggered, stop for a moment and examine what that emotion is and why it's there. and allow God to unravel that for you. Sometimes in the midst of those emotions, intense emotions, that's the catalyst for us to be able to unravel either old wounds, buried stuff, things that we have not dealt with. And now the emotion is present so we can take it to the Lord. Sometimes we forget that emotions are there because we bury them. And so when they do surface, that's a great opportunity to say, okay, Father, I see this. However, I don't want to go around this mulberry bush again. So help me to navigate this, unpack it, give me an understanding on it and wisdom on how to move forward, how to deal with it. So that's my share this morning. So we got Dr. Roz in the house. Hey, sis, how you doing?
Hey, you're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and the most cherished. I am Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz of Trucking God's Way and the DBBR. And just so y'all know, y'all need to get a nap on Monday and Tuesday because Mother's going to teach. Mother Gwen is going to teach in the DBBR on Monday and Tuesday evening, which is 9:25 Central Standard Time, 10:25 East Coast. Yeah, I know. God gave me that time, but I'm like, Lord, okay. But that's what it is. But to God be all glory. You know, while Dr. Stacy was on I Can Do All Things Through Christ, who strengthens me, that's where I've been, but I've added this one too, is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, the ESV version. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. And y'all know last week was my first week in about a month and taking care of Papa and doing things. There's been roller coaster rides of blessings and disappointments, but because you do things and remember that Christ gives you the strength, because you continue to rejoice, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all situations. You know, the more that we go into the secret place, being our vertical alignment, then by the time we have to be entangled with the horizontals of life, it makes you a better rebounder. It makes you resilient and you're able to handle things, you know, a whole lot better because you have a prioritization about your day, you know, rejoicing that God gave you the breath of life once again. You're opening up your eyes. You're seeing the ceiling still, you know. So all is well. But we've had some majors that have been positives for Dad. And all I can still say to y'all is have, get, and be ready with your affairs. Every aspect of it. Every aspect of it. Just do what you got to do. And remember that the Bible tells us to pray all the time. But how can we do that? One way is to use breath prayers. And throughout the day, as many believers have done for centuries, choose a brief sentence or a simple phrase that can be repeated. Jesus is one breath, but like what Dr. Stacy just said, that verse, that scripture, what is the verse in the scripture that gives you power, gives you, you know, you got your natural, but God got the super, and that together gives you that supernatural strength to make it through the day, you know, not lose yourself and your ego, not want to cuss and fuss, you know, because you never know who's looking at you, and you might be the very thing that will bring that one individual into the fold of the kingdom. You know, you never know who's watching you, but know that Daddy's looking at you all the time. So pray as often as possible so we'll get rooted deep into your heart of an atomic habit. You know, practicing being in the presence of God is a skill, a habit, and true development. You know, can you focus in the morning without looking at your schedule or thinking you got to go make the kids lunch, or maybe you got grandkids that you're taking care of, but you got to focus. Gotta focus. So I love y'all. That's my share. Uncle Vinny is giving y'all a thumbs up in the background. He's a little quiet this morning, but you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Learn to pray at all times and know that God is your strength. Have a great day. Ciao for now.
Good stuff. And you know what, sis, before you head out, you made a very valid point, and you're talking about getting your house in order and whatnot. And I think that this may be beneficial whether the folks are here live in this room or they're listening on the replay or on the podcast or on the network. But what are some areas that just off the cuff that you're like, you know what, these are areas that people don't necessarily think about, but it's an area that is actually very critical and that people just kind of overlook?
Well, me working with Papa, and because I communicated more with Mommy, the things that she shared, like something that's very simplistic, is doing your own obituary the way you want it to do, even though you're not here. Another thing is knowing each other's passwords to get in the thing. It's not that it's hard or it's easy, but if you do your password like Jason teaches us, you know, a dot dot asterisk 7654, you know, it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be a little bit crazy. Understanding the small print of every contract that you have signed, whether it's a husband and a wife, or when it says and, there can be some stipulations to it. When there's an or, there's even different stipulations to it. Here in Texas, you know, they can come back on Papa for everything that Mommy ever did. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a common state. You know, some of the states, they're like, well, that person's gone, so we'll leave it back. They can write off things, and we can go into hardship. So it just depends, I think, on age, income, what's actually happening in the life. And guess what? They can see a record. They can see the tracking of what you're doing. That's the part that's real funky, because they can tell you, well, da 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 da, and you're like, okay, you see that? You know, so it's real. It's really interesting on what they can see. In Social Security, whoever had the higher amount, they can transfer that. People don't know that. But read. Readers are leaders, and leaders are readers. Be careful about any type of credit that you have, especially if you miss a couple, you know, for some reason or another. You know, it don't make sense if you got 25% on interest. That's stupid. It's crazy. So just make sure you're doing the right thing and you're communicating, not just husband and wife, to the children too. And the thing is, not just to communicate, how are you teaching your children? How did you teach your children? You know, having family time and discussing preparations and what would you like, what you don't like, you know, it's real. It's real. So some people think it's morbid, but then you'll be stressed and it's still morbid. So just get together.
Good point.
Just get it together. And the simple things are, you know, keeping a list, keep it in your lockbox or something if you don't know. You know, did you have a key to this? Did you have a key to that? You know, just different things. But understanding any contract that you do, because some contracts immediately they'll get rid of things, because as soon as they get the death certificate, they'll dissolve it. But you just got to don't do things haphazardly, you know.
Right.
Read. And if it's not in your favor, do not connect to it. So that's my share.
That is good. And with the advent of AI, well, it's not like the advent. It's been here since the 50s, literally. Right. But everybody who is now using it, you can leverage that on those things that you don't necessarily understand. You can take the contract and plug it into one of the AI platforms, and there's a ton of them out there, and have it break it down into very simple terms.
Yes.
Yep. And then also look for, you know, as it breaks down, have it explain it to you at a third grade level, and then give you examples of what that means in different scenarios, so that way you get a good feel of it. And then also what these statutes and mandates are in your particular state, if it's a state thing, or in your or in the country, if it's a federal based stipulation. Really, you know, get to understand from that level, and it'll help you decipher and go through and not be so intimidated by it.
Right. And you, when you talk about AI, I've been doing that the whole month. I mean,
nice.
You know, when it came to, you know, viewing the will, and y'all got to keep up with Carmen, because revocable, irrevocable, living will, POAs, DNRs, those are all real. You want to get buried because they can see you. How much money is that? You want to be cremated? Do you want to, you know, give your body to science? I mean, there's a lot of things, and there's some economical things too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since COVID, the funeral business, I wish Annette were here. That has like gone into a 200%, if not 400%, you know, up in the price to die.
Wow.
And families are paying bills still for someone who's gone. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense whatsoever. None whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So that's my share. So I know Carmen Wealth will come in with some more stuff. So y'all make sure you're following Carmen. But get your stuff together, y'all. It's real simple. Don't be lazy about it. Stop putting it off, because you never know the day or the hour. And it makes life so much easier. My mom, she did everything. She had everything. She was sickle cell and lupus. We just never knew. Her mom didn't even know that she would last as long as she lasted. But my mom lived till she was 57. But out of anything that I've ever had to touch or be an executor to, my mom's own setting was the most peaceful to me. That people thought we were, they thought me and my sister were on volumes because we were so calm. But that's because my mother took heart to that. And she had, I want to say she had her Jesus talk, because several times she code blue because of her health. And she took that very serious and had everything done for us. We didn't have to do anything except for go to the printer.
Wow.
Yeah. So that my mom is definitely an example of that. And then, like I said, let me say this last part. I don't know how everybody feels, but when you're up in age and maybe you've gotten your home for the first time, you know, that's a hefty weight if you're up in age and you're already retired and you might be dealing with illness. But make sure, even on your mortgages, make sure you're playing with the right people. And I just want to holler out, I haven't had to deal with it, but I'm having to read about it. Reverse mortgages. You know, people think that it's going to be free, but you still got to do the taxes, because usually your taxes and other fees are tied into the actual mortgage. So if you end up getting a reverse, when those taxes hit, you're going to still have to pay those taxes. If you don't have a budget for that, you know, you can still, you know, they can come do something to your home. Every state is different. So just keep that in mind. Just we got to get it together. We got to be ready. Be ready. And the more that you're ready, then the less stress that it's going to be. So that's my share, Jace.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Hey, and we got Sister Carmen Wealth in the room. Mike, it's yours, sis.
Thank you so much. Good morning, my brother. Good morning, family. It's such a blessing to be here this morning. I wasn't going to go this route, but for some reason, the Holy Spirit was like, you go on this route. But I want to, I have to share something that has been on my heart this week. If I'm being honest and with full transparency, you know, this week I was feeling a bit overwhelmed by all the responsibility that God has given me. Mm-hmm. Between work, ministry, family, you know, and just all the different assignments. Oh, my goodness. He has placed in my hands. It felt like a lot to carry. And I just was having a roller coaster week. And I know many of us on this call understand that feeling when you realize how many people and decisions and responsibilities are connected to your obedience. But as I sat with that feeling, and it was nothing but the enemy trying to distract me, God reminded me of something important. Sometimes when He entrusts us with such great responsibility, and I know Dr. Stacy is moving around and she knows this, it feels heavy. The weight of leadership, the expectation, the decisions, and the people depending on us can feel overwhelming. And that was my week. Many of us, again, on this call, carry responsibility in our families, in our businesses, our ministries, and in the lives of people who look to us for guidance. But we have to remember, which I was struggling to remember that this week, we have to remember something important. If God gave us the assignment, He also gives us the grace to carry it. As Dr. Stacy just said, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Responsibility is not just pressure, as I was feeling this week. It's also evidence of trust that He reminded me. God does not randomly place weight on us. He entrusts stewardship to those who He knows can handle it through Him. So my scripture today is Luke 12:48. To whom much is given, much is required. Now, this verse is not meant to be to discourage us. It actually reminded me that responsibility is actually a sign of favor and preparation. When God gives you influence, opportunity, vision, or resources, as He has so graciously given me, He is also calling you to steward it well. It means He sees something in you, and I hope I'm speaking to people here today. He sees something in you. He sees capacity in you. He sees leadership in you. He trusts you. And the beautiful thing is that we are not carrying it alone. God never asks us to carry an assignment in our own strength. When the responsibility grows, His grace grows. And I was reminded of that. When the calling increases, His wisdom becomes available. When the pressure feels heavy, as I felt this week, His presence became stronger. So when the weight feels like a lot, remember the responsibility is not punishment. His purpose. It means God trusts you with something meaningful. And because He trusts you with it, He will also equip you to steward it well. Y'all know I'm a crybaby. These are tears of joy, not sadness. I just had one of those weeks and I wanted to be fully transparent. I love y'all. I am Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur. And God's economic ambassador. Love you, bro.
Love you too, sis. Yes, and thank you for that share. Yeah,
that was on point because I was there. Yeah, I mean, we have to keep it real. You know, yeah. When I was talking about the assignments, I was like, you know, the horizontals. Are all the horizontals, do they have our name on it? Is there our assignment? you know, because I was thinking I didn't.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, thanks, Carmen. I love you.
I love you. I miss you. You know, God was telling me, because I was just feeling like, okay, I just want to have a simple life. I just don't want to have to. And he said, I didn't give you all this for you. I give you all this to be a blessing. And anytime I give you whatever I give you, I give it to you in my name. So you go. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just had to be transparent. This week, I just was like, I don't want to. I don't know if anybody else feels like that, but I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I be saying, God, really? look at how all the scriptures so far from Dr. Stacy to Jason, yes, mine, and now Carmen, they still all work together like puzzle pieces. And yes, like, you got to stay in your word to stay resilient. But then guess what? We nobody has given a Proverbs yet or a Psalms. What about the wisdom for our self-care? Because when we get like that, have we sharpened our axe? Have we taken time to breathe? You know, like we literally hadn't been to our own bed in a month, you know? So I still say for all of us, and even what Carmen shared, God still wants us to use our free will, but we have to take care of our bodies to do that capacity that he's given to us. So, but yeah, I get it, Carmen. I understand it totally. Thank you for your share. Thanks. Yeah,
definitely. All right, Brother Sean, how you doing, man? Mic is yours.
Man, I am blessed, happy, fortunate, one to be envied. That's the Amplified translation, y'all. Grateful to be here. Good morning, Apostle Dr. Stacy. Know you're on the move and everything like that. To my brother, DJ Jason Hodge. To Dr. Smile, my sister from another mister. The Wellpreneur, my sister Carmen, Mother Gwen. Everyone on the stage. Reverend Davis, and also to Gayla, everyone in the room, man, this has been amazing. I want to say happy anniversary, Dr. Stacy, and thank God so much for your yes to God. There's so much I can say this morning, you know, definitely full, because I think back, Jason went back to, I think, 2023, I think I'm correct. Mm-hmm. I went back to 2020, Jason, and wow. I went back to, you know, when we were watching the news of this boat that was pulling into port, and it had a bunch of people on there with COVID. And, you know, during that year, I started off that year in anxiety. You know, Dr. Ross talked about taking time to sharpen your sword and your axe. And that's what I did in 2019. I did a lot of working on our building, bringing it to life. And I didn't take time for me. And I was drained at the beginning of 2020 to the point that I had to take 2 months off from everything, from preaching. You know, I was working, but I took 2 months off from preaching. And I needed that rest. I really, really needed it. And by the time March of 2020 came, you know, I was ready to go. I was Bishop Sean 2.0. You know, I was ready to go. And my church saw me go through anxiety. They saw me go through being burnout. And they saw me bounce back. And they saw me get certified in the area of mental health. They saw me get an invitation from Dr. Stacy to come up to Faithpreneurs and to be awarded for my help with mental health in the community. And I said all that to say this. You never know what your showing up will do for your life. You never know the value of your showing up. Just coming into an app and unmuting and giving nuggets like Carmen just dropped and Dr. Ross just got, you know, about getting prepared, you know, for transition. You know, a lot of people don't think of that stuff. And sometimes, you know, you can be just like Gideon. Gideon heard one interpretation of a dream concerning him, and it gave him the courage to get up and go get what he needed to bring a measure of deliverance in the life of the people around him. So I'm grateful for this app, grateful for this community, grateful for relational currency, as Dr. Ross always says, because it was through this app that I got certified as a mental health coach. And now, listen, y'all, if y'all could only see the number of people in our church that are certified in this area. So God took the place of my pain, and he made it a stage for his glory. And now, you know, we're working on something, talking about turning moments into movements. We turned a moment in my life into a movement. So my scripture this morning, my brother Jason, is coming from Psalms 57, Entourage. You asked, where were the Psalms? Where were the Proverbs? Here it is. Psalms 57:2. David said, I will call unto the Lord who performs all things for us. So that's my word this morning. I'm tapping in from Petersburg, Virginia, Rhema Word Ministries, where we're under the persuasion and belief that there's a word from the Lord. I may have to drop off because I do have my leadership meeting with my team this morning. But thank you all so much for allowing me to speak.
That's my nephew.
Nice. Good stuff. Great share and jump off. Good stuff. All right, we got Sister Gwen in the house. Sis, mic is yours.
Good morning, and thank you for Adrian, Dr. Roz. We're going to talk. She keeps, you better answer my phone calls, girl. You know I got to talk to you. But she's pursuing, but I know she's on assignment from God. Blessings. Good morning to all. I'm just celebrating life because that means that I have assignments still due. 1 Peter 5:7. You know, there were so many scriptures this morning, and we're all in the vein. Cast all your cares on the Lord because he cares for you. Carmen, be anxious for no good thing. The provision, Philippians, all of those are my smorgasbord this morning, topped with the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And I think that what the Lord is speaking to us right now is for us to take an assessment of whose we are, what we have, and also know that there is an exit that all of us must face. Are we prepared? And I want to give you a little bit of an update. I was able to go to see our brother John McKinney. He's progressing. Keep your prayers going. It's so, so important. Right now, he knows that he's being prayed for and that he's valuable. And God is working it out because God is the author and finisher of our faith, but he's also the healer. So the prayers are availing much. I just personally want to say, after looking and digesting the legacy of Jesse Jackson, the impetus in my heart is, Lord, let me not die empty. Let me, while there is life, not coming from a performance orientation place of I must do well to be accepted. I was accepted as an enemy of Christ, so that's my ultimate validation. But I don't know about the rest of you, but I perceive in my Holy Ghost that you feeling a little pressure in the midsection of your back, and that's the Holy Spirit saying, run this race well and fight the good fight. That God's being things in your way to grow your faith muscle like never before. Things that you've discounted, ignored, put on the back burner, said I'll procrastinate it against. The Lord is coming from all of that. Say amen, somebody. I believe that's happening to us. And Carmen said it well. The Lord called, and equips. He will call people in your deficiency because he wants to get the glory. Jesse Jackson was a stutterer, but can anybody say he wasn't a voice for us? Moses was a stutterer. So God has a higher way. What we think is a deficiency, he'll use as a sufficiency in his hand. So I just want to encourage you to get your houses in order. You have a round trip ticket. You just don't know the date of the return. But don't burden your families with your non-productivity and non-planning. And I went to the funeral of one of the Hawkins families, the sister's husband, who was a business manager for many of the artists because he had a wonderful gift in finances. He not only had his obituary done, which my pastor told us to do 40 years ago, because who knows you better than you and all of the seasons of your life? Only you, not even your family. And his entire funeral was laid out, Jason, Carmen, Stacy, Roz, totally, including who was speaking and how long they were to speak. And again, we need to plan to know that we're going to leave here. We're not here to stay. It's not morbid, but it is good planning, but it also takes so much off of your family members, not to have to run around and search for where's your will, where's your whatever. I'm just saying that if we all are saying it, there's a pattern. And not to fear death. If you're in Christ, that's home. You're alien. But God is trying to help us because he's always ahead of us. And then also behind us with grace and mercy following. Get your house in order. Physical, financial, emotional, spiritual. God is there to help. He is the great shepherd. And he's speaking loudly to us. Don't ignore the voice of preparation God is asking you for. And increased assignment. God bless you all.
Good stuff. All right, we got Michelle in the house. Sis, mic is yours.
My peace and blessings to the household of faith on this miraculous and absolutely sovereign Saturday as we get to once again give praise and thanks to the Lord. I am so excited about everything that has been shared because God will speak to us individually and then he will put us in circles to say, all right, now, I know you heard what I said. My scripture is Romans 8:28 and the Beatitudes. Why? During this High Holy Season, this was one of the first years in my life experience that Lent and Ramadan, as well as the Chinese New Year, respecting all traditions, converged. So I know I got excited. I didn't greet everyone. Hello, my family. I love you all in your respective offices and all that you share. So what occurred was, what does this mean when all of the traditions come together in one alignment of faith, of fasting, of releasing what no longer serves? And what came forward for me was the Beatitudes and Romans 8:28. When I stand and live and move and have my being in thee, O God, I know that I will be and embody the Beatitudes. I will, in everything that I do, continue to be an embodiment of love and light. The gifts of the Spirit will come to me and come out of me with ease and grace. And this morning, as we were talking, one of the things that came to mind was, how many times do I allow myself to stand in that truth? So today, as I align with you about getting my house in order, the other part is, in this time of Lent, of fasting, is fasting so that I can reimagine what servant leadership looks like, what surrender into God's will and purpose for my life looks like, what showing up, even when it seems like, is this really happening, God? Still show up with the joy and the love and the light and the peace that is God. There's so much uncertainty that is being presented to us, and we get to be the embodiment of certainty, knowing that in all things, at all times, in every way, everything is working out for our highest and greatest good. So my song to align with this is, what a friend we have in Jesus. Not a songstress today. But those are the three things I would like to speak into the space and offer into the space, sending hugs and kisses to each and every one of you, and inviting you to pray the Beatitudes in an affirmative stance, that I am blessed as a peacemaker. And as I am blessed as a peacemaker, I continue to be an open vessel for that which God has called me to do, knowing he has provided me with everything I need to accomplish this. So I am anchoring this as a prayer over you and every life that touches yours, letting you know that you are the loved, the embodied love of God. And if there's ever a moment that's a question, please remember this if you remember nothing else. Today, God breathed the breath of life into you and said, now stand, take up your bed and walk, for I have given you everything you need. So I love you all. I am so excited for where we are going and all the things we get to do. So sending you kisses from me and the family, especially the tall child now. And God bless you. I love you all.
I love you too, sis. All right. Thanks so much. And we got Gayla on the floor. Mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. Peace and blessings to all. Dr. Stacy, to Jason, Carmen, Dr. Roz, Mother Gwen, everyone that's on the platform and everyone in the audience. Thank you. Thank you for this day. I'm calling in from Roswell, Georgia, northern suburbs of Atlanta. I give the scripture, the same one that Carmen gave, because February was like being put into the fire and, you know, being, you know, burned and then coming out on the other side is gold, because February was just really a very difficult month. And with that, two Saturdays ago, I believe I spoke about gratitude. And on that day, that Saturday, I was going through a lot, but when I woke up that morning, the Spirit said that we have to be thankful for all that God has done, for all, you know, that he's brought us through, for every mountain and every valley that God has taken us over and brought us through. And that whole weekend, I operated in gratitude. And my sister, my biological sister Gwen, showed up at my door on that Sunday, and she knew something was wrong immediately, and I then proceeded to let her know. By that night, that burden that I was carrying was lifted. It began to lift on Sunday, and then again on, and then finished out on Monday. But I feel like operating in the gratitude of all that God has done was the foundation of knowing all that he, it was reminding me that he is the Alpha and the Omega, and that he knows our needs even before we speak them. And that giving him the honor and glory was the foundation of what is needed in order to move us forward. It's like a key that unlocks, that moves us forward into his will, his work, and his way. With that, I prayed, still in gratitude, even after she left, that, you know, God has given me a mission, and it has been anointed and ordained in this room as a divine connector. And that I feel like a lot of the things that I have been predestined to do from the day I was born, that I was being inhibited because of my personal challenges. And I asked God to, if you could just remove the personal challenges, then my mind and my body and my spirit, I can move in that direction that you want me to do, to be that instrument, to be that vessel in order to magnify your word, your will, not only here in America, but globally. About 8:30 that night, I'm on another phone call, and all of a sudden a call comes in, and I don't recognize the number when it comes in. And I'm like, I answered it, and it was a two-way call. And for those who have the app, WhatsApp, it will tell you who the numbers are, you know, and if you have the person's name in your phone, it'll show you. So the first name I knew, the second one was just a number, which I did not know. and it was someone here in Atlanta. And the known person said, I want to introduce you to this person. I can't go because I'm overseas. I can't stay on the call because I'm overseas and I'm in the middle of something. You two are in the same vein of what you're doing. You need to talk. That person opened up basically everything that I had asked for. And from that day forward, we've been in conversation about this greater picture that's unfolding, where God is bringing the provisions for all of the visions, all of the dots that have been laid out that I didn't know how they were going to be manifested. This right here is the opportunity that they are going to be manifested. And so we're in contractual conversations right now about how we can deliver on this. And all I can say is that it is truly manifestation of God and His will. So for anyone that's out there believing or having trouble right now, not knowing, you know, why, God has an answer for the why. If you're asking the question how, He's got the answer for the how. All we have to do is to honor Him for all that He has done, because He will open up and manifest, bring the provisions, bring the resources, whether they are financial or people, knowledge that we need in order to fulfill the promise that He made from the day we were born. I yield the mic.
Thank you for that share, sis. Wow. Great stuff to think about. He's got the how, the why, the when, the who, all of that. That's good.
Make me want to say, he's got the whole world.
Right?
Gayla, that's good.
That is good. That is good. All right, we got Sister Shanice on the stage. Mic is yours, sis.
Good morning. Greetings and honor to everyone in the room. I'm hailing from Southern California, and my scripture for today is James 2 and 14. I'm going to read it from the Amplified version. It says, what is the benefit, my fellow believers, if someone claims to have faith but has no good works as evidence? Can that kind of faith save him? No. A mere claim of faith is not sufficient. Genuine faith produces good works. So my encouragement on today is just whatever your God-given dream or vision is, say yes and turn that yes to action and start to implement what it is that God has created you for. He has us here for a purpose, a plan on this earth to bring His kingdom to the earth realm. And your yes and your obedience to that yes is going to produce fruit and breakthrough in other people's lives. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I've said yes to the call of God on my life in this season and just seeing the fruit and the manifestation and breakthrough in other people's lives take place. So say yes to the call, and that yes should produce some fruit. I yield my mic. Bless you all.
Good stuff. Say yes. Good stuff. Thanks, sis. All right, we got Hollywood, Dr. Viva on the stage. Mic is yours.
Good morning. Peace and blessings, everyone. And greetings to Madam President, Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. I wanted to sit and listen and kind of be quiet, but Dr. Roz won't let me, which is not a problem because God knows all things. And just to think, Gala, I hope I'm saying your name.
Gala,
thank you. Saying your name correctly. Before I go into that, I am calling from Newark, New Jersey. And my scripture is Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For those who come to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Yes, that is my scripture, my banner. Have a lot of them, but that is my banner for this day. And Gayla, I'm just thinking about and what Carmen said about these good burdens on our heart that God, the pressure, and just seeking God. Yes, He has all the answers. And I am definitely learning more and more, although I say this, but then God comes and, you know, do another one, how He does not answer our prayers in the way that we want them to, or what we may imagine they may look like. And the Bible reminds us this, right? His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. However, even though it's different than the way I imagine, it's still my heart's desire. And it just fascinates me. And I'm like in awe, like, okay, all right, God, I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it when more and more that I submit and surrender. Yes, I have these intimate conversations where I'm myself, and sometimes I'm like, God, why I gotta be like that? You know, I ain't feeling that right now. I got all of this going on, and I just ask that y'all continually keep my son Malcolm in prayer. And even for those of us who have children, for the women who may have birth, and the men who have helped in that process, but any adopted children that we take in, that we are godparents, anyone we are auntie to, you know, any type of children, right? It's a stewardship and a responsibility that comes with that. And when we think that we can't handle it, yes, we have to remember we can do all things through Christ, and we have to seek Him for the recipe. How are we going to do this? How does it work out? Give me the strength. All things that I need, God has. He is a provider, and He will do just what He said. Everything is in His word, and I'm learning just to get in it more and more, hotter than my heart, more and more, because another aspect that we know, the enemy of our soul wants us to fail at anything that God chooses for us to prosper. Right? It's this dichotomy, you know, things totally on the opposite side. But we have to stay in Him, knowing that we are triumphant, that we are victorious. And also in this walk, I learned this a little, I don't want to say early in when I got saved, but when I would hear people say, you got to know that you know that you know. And I was like, what does that mean? Well, I know it now. And I also know that I can't walk this life, live this life according to my mood or my feelings. I have to be anchored. I have to remain steadfast. I have to affirm His word. I have to affirm my faith. I have to hide it in my heart and speak it to myself continually and seek Him throughout the day. Not, you know, we have our time set aside, but it's like throughout the day, even when I'm at my desk and a thought may come, right? It's like, God, help me with that, or help me get here. Help me not to do that, because I am human. I do have flesh, and I want it to be the way I want it to be. But I am learning that when we walk in a standard, and there are times where it happened to me, where I verbalized and I wanted to do something. One of my supervisees, I'm not her direct supervisor, reminded me, that's not your work ethic. Be a leader, not a follower. And I was like, okay, God. But I thank God for that, that I walk in such a way, and I'm not above, and I'm not saying reproach in a negative way, but I'm not above correction, because she saw it. I was my walk was a witness to her, and how she reminded me, because I do that, you can't go back. You got to stay in that. And that is something where the enemy of our soul, because we get caught in our feelings, we want to follow the stuff that's not beautiful, that's contrary to witness and greatness of God, right? But God wants us to set the standard, because we above and not beneath. We the head and not the tail. Doesn't mean I have to be in a leadership position so much to be the head, but it's our witness that testifies to other people the life that we're living. And in that walk, it's not in a word, right? It's indeed. So just what you said, Shanice, scripture, right? In James, and faith without works is dead. So it's not that I'm going out there earning anything. I'm being genuine. I'm being authentic with being correct in that sense. So it's just important that we maintain that. I know I said a lot this morning because, yeah, sometimes I'm not feeling it. I'm telling y'all. But I got to get up because I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, and in all my ways acknowledge him. Right. And he shall direct my path. And I yield my mic on Proverbs. There we go. Proverbs 3:5-6. And y'all have a lovely day.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that share. Always good to hear your voice, sis.
Thank you.
We got Sister Regina. We got Sister Regina in the house. Chef Regina, mic is yours, sis.
Good morning, everyone. I'm hoping that we are all basking in the glory of our Father, and what scriptures really hold me for the last few weeks is actually in Genesis, and there from verses 14 through 18, and it speaks to when God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And what's so deep about that is that he created them. I'll just read verse 14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and for years." And as he continued to speak in to day four, he also created the stars also. What I love about day four and the verses are Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. His timing, the way that he formed this planet that we have the privilege to be on, and the way that he formed provision for us. So if, you know, you're a fan of Genesis, I'm a fan. In day three, he created, he brought forth grass and the herbs and the tree yielding seed within itself. So that was our provision. And he told Adam and Eve in day six that he provided the meat, that the plants would be meat for them. But in day four, he provided provision for the provision with the sun, the moon, and the stars. And I was just sharing this with Brother Jason because I've been in Genesis for a while now. And I was loving on day three because I was excited. Yes, God provided food for us and made sure that before we were created, he provided what we needed. But in his amazing awesomeness on day four, he provided provision for the provision, because the process by which plants get their food is through photosynthesis, and that's the sun, and that's how they get fed. So he made sure that provision he provided for us is provided for. And when you think about the sun, the moon, and the stars are for God's direction before they were maps. The moon has a lot to do with the balancing and gravitational pull of this planet. He is so meticulous in understanding what we need and how we need it. And he does it in a way that if we just lean into him, trust in his word, he will continue to unfold his provisions for our life. So whatever it is that we are up to, if it's a God-inspired thing that we are supposed to be doing, like Gayla said, whatever he's given us to do from the day we were born and knowing why we were created, he will, and he does, provide the provision for what we need to do to be obedient to the purpose and the call that he has on our lives. So I am so grateful to really appreciate day four, because not only did he provide for provision, but he provided for the future of mankind, because we need the sun and the moon and the stars. Not only the provision, not only the food that he created for us, but we as humans, we need this. And he knew and he knows. So anytime we get lost in what we are up to and we going through different things, all we need to do is to seek his word and seek his provision. And he does provide. And that's what I wanted to share today. Thank y'all.
Great share, sis. Thank you. Good stuff. We've got Sister Karen in the house. Mic is yours. Karen, you're going to unmute your mic in the bottom left-hand corner.
You know, I'm still trying to learn how to use this thing.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
My scripture is Isaiah 26:3. To keep your mind set on Jesus. And I surely need to continue to do that. I want to give thanks for, I've mentioned before, my brother had a stroke a few months ago. And I'm learning so much about the process that happens as the days go on with Medicare, and it gets quite different with your coverage after you're getting to the 40 and 60 and 100 days where you're still needing to have care round the clock. So I had to find somewhere to move my brother. And the number of places, oh, Jesus. Everywhere, I know a number of places that I wanted to go and to take him to for his care. And they were so beautiful, and I thought this was working out. And one after another, they said, no, they wouldn't take him because he had been in another facility prior, and he only has a little time left that he's coverage until we have to. At the monthly coverage is like 10 and 15, 18,000 a month. And so right before we get to that, because he had been somewhere where they increased his rehab opportunity. So they thought he was just starting out for his first 100 days. And they said, no, he's only have a few days left. So every number of locations, one said no, two said no, three said no, four said no, five said no, it's like six said no. It's like, oh my gosh, we're down to like no days. We had, you know, I had to move him in the next day. And then, somebody said yes. Oh, Jesus, I'm so happy. So, you know, they say that the Lord will continue to provide. Things may not look a certain way, and we just got to keep trusting and believing that something's going to work out. And I'm thankful that it did. Now that he's there, he still can't speak, and it seems the emotional toll, and he's getting angry. And but I just want to thank God because he's going to keep him peaceful and me as well, because there's so many other things to deal with, but I know how to handle it. And so I didn't want to be here on the mic, but thank you, Dr. Ross, for asking me to come up. I just enjoy and appreciate all the things that you say every week to just continue to keep the peace and to keep the faith, because I just got to keep your mind set on this, because it's only peace that you'll receive.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Dr. Ross. Go ahead, Mother.
No, you first.
I was going to ask if you or Shanice could cover Karen. And then Jason, do we want to go into a closeout after that?
Yeah, I think so. Prayer?
Okay. Jason, can I say, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say to Karen, yeah, and you know, we keep you lifted in prayer in our house here. And, you know, the word does say that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for the called according to his purpose. So yeah. It may seem really challenging right now, but God always has clues and pathways in the biggest challenges that we run through. So just stay very mindful that God's got you covered, even when it seems like things are bleak. He's got you covered. Okay?
Yes, I'm going to let Mother cover you. And Karen, I'll be communicating. I did that on purpose. So you released, and we love you, and we're family. Go ahead, Mother.
In the midst of Sister Karen, there is healing, peace, support in community. That's why God basically showed us disciples with him to show us body ministry. And right now, as Dr. Roz, as she is intentionally creating an environment for us, for community. I take authority over every spirit that was to look at lack, and I ask the Lord to expeditiously, supernaturally have you enter his peace. If you'll open your mic for me, Karen, thank you. I want you to take a deep, and for those on this platform that are in similar situations, maybe not exact, I want you to take a deep breath in. Just take a deep breath in and exhale deeply, harshly, like that. Father, we give you the cares of this world. Yeah, that's good. You should be feeling a change. Because God says, cast all the care and every care that you have on me, because I care for you, Karen. That's it. That's good. And Father, right now, we all, including Karen, receive your peace. The peace of God, not as the world gives. God has not and was not and will never be surprised about what happens in our lives. But he's the present help. Karen, are you feeling a difference?
Yes.
Okay, just stay right there. Remember, he's the present help in your time of need. The Jehovah Shalom you just entered into, his peace. The Jehovah Rapha is the healer of your emotions and feelings and healer to your loved one. Jehovah Jireh is the provider and provisionary that you're going to count on. And when people go into war, they make a banner, and Jehovah Nisi is his banner over you right now. So I take authority in your, as proxy for you, and ask you to enter the realm of God, to cast down every care, because God cares for you. To count it all joy. Count what it all joy when you're tested and tried, but it's building your faith, and that is the currency that heaven moves on. Right now, Father, give her clarity. I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
Give her clarity and strategic purpose in this matter. As we emotionally bring our emotions to the altar of God, we'll be clear to think non-emotionally that God is going to give you strategy and direction to find the exact place for your loved one. We stand with you united, where two or three are gathered in his name, believing in Christ Jesus without wavering. We stand right now with you, and we expect God to move, because we are citing his word, and he says, I watch over my word to perform it. So, Father, we thank you that there will be a testimony of how this great shepherd has met every need. as he's leading you beside the still waters to restore your soul. There's no lack. And we thank you, Father, for her peace, for our peace. We reclaim it. We expect it. And we know the thief will come to steal what we already have ownership of. But we right now stand in his peace for clarity of thought. As we acknowledge him in all ways, he's got a path, Karen, like never before. This is the time when you call on him, and he says, this is the question to you. He said to the old woman whose womb was barren, is there anything impossible for God? Just rest right there and say, thank you, Lord. Can you say, thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just praise him for a minute. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you in advance, Father. We bless thank you in advance, Father. Thank you.
And we thank you for the peace gained.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the peace.
In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for the prayers. And thank you, everyone, for your kind, your prayers. Thank you. Thank you. I love and appreciate you all.
That's what community is all about. Let me see if Jason is me. I want to make sure.
Okay, does anybody else want to pop up to the stage? If not, then we're going to bring the room to a close, pray on out, and then see you all next week, God willing. All right, Sister Shanice, are you available to pray out?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Okay, Father God, we just thank you for just another day to, did you have something, Monty? Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, could you hear me?
Another day. No, I just heard your mic open up.
Oh, okay. Thank you for, you know, it's storming here, so I apologize, but I did want to say, Shanice, cover folks who come into the room who try and take advantage of others' individuals, okay? So y'all just trust the room. And any questions, always ask Jason, myself, Carmen, or Dr. Stacy, because people are trying to make friendships, okay? Thank you, Shanice.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you for another day, another opportunity, Lord, to expand your kingdom in the earth realm through our spheres of influence. We thank you, Father God, that you have called and set us apart for such a time as this to be agents of change, to be carriers of your glory, Lord. We thank you that everywhere we go, we expand your kingdom, Father God, because we carry Emmanuel, God with us. You go everywhere we go. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I thank you that there's no lack in the kingdom. I thank you that we live on the finished side of the cross. So everything that is available in heaven, Father God, your joy, your peace, your favor, your abundance, your overflow, it's our portion. And we have access to it now in the earth realm, Lord. So we know, Father God, that our identity is sealed in you, Christ Jesus. We're heirs, royal priesthood, kings and priests unto you, Lord, that chosen generation, Lord. We thank you that the enemy will not whisper lies to us to tell us what we are or what we are not, Lord. We stand on your word, your promises, and what you say about us, Lord, what you say about our current situations, Lord. And whatever your word says, that's what we hide in our hearts. That's what we stand on. And having done all to stand, we'll continue to stand on your promises for our lives, which are yes. And we put our amen, our agreement to the finished work, Lord, of the cross. And we thank you, Lord, that there may be wolves in sheep's clothing, but the voice of a stranger, Lord, your children will not follow. We follow your voice, your leadings, your guidance, oh God. And we cover each and every person that comes into this room, Lord, with your blood, oh God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will ever be able to prosper. Any tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn, because it is our heritage as children of the Most High God. So we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that today and this week, will be, we have great expectation for signs, wonders, and miracles to follow our lives because we believe the report of the Lord, and we'll let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we say so on today. We say yes. We believe that, oh man, great expectation, Father God. Favor and your blessings are chasing us down on today, Lord. Good health, wealth, and our relationships will prosper in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff. Love you too, sis. Thank you for that. And for those of you who are not yet connected to the room, go ahead and make sure that you hit, I think it's a, is it the three buttons on the top? Is that how it still goes, Roz? I don't know how Clubhouse's
touch the Faith Maneuver Club.
Okay. Yep, touch the Faith Maneuver Club. Okay, at the top. And then you should be able to join the club. All right. And for those of you who have not yet jumped over to the resource link at the top, that actually takes you to the Faithpreneur Television Network. You can go ahead and click on that and navigate through over there as well. And then for those of you who have not yet tuned into the Sunday Joy Show, that will be tomorrow from 12 to 2 Eastern Time, 9 to 11 Pacific, and 11 to 1 Central. All right. Okay, so on that note, we will see you all next week. God bless. Love you. Catch you later. The room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Shabbat shalom, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.